17th of December 2022. My name is Priscilla and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1604. Today's episode is titled, Ukraine Chernobyl Disaster.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. The Chernobyl disaster. The accident in 1986 at Chernobyl nuclear power station. The worst catastrophe in the history of nuclear energy. The United States Department of Energy has said that Chernobyl was a serious nuclear disaster. The Chernobyl disaster occurred on the 25th to the 26th of April 1986, when technicians in Reactor 4 attempted an improperly designed experiment. Chernobyl Unit 2 was closed following the 1991 fire, while Unit 1 was kept online until 1996. Two additional RBMK reactors were under construction at Chernobyl at the time of the accident. The Chernobyl power complex, located approximately 130 kilometers north of Kyiv, Ukraine, and approximately 20 kilometers south of the border with Belarus, consisted of four RBMK-1000-type nuclear reactors. At the time of the accident, April 26, 1986, Chernobyl nuclear power station consisted of four operating 1,000 MWE power reactors located on the banks of the Pripyat River, approximately 60 miles north of Kiev, in the fertile wheat-producing regions of the southwestern USSR. The USSR, the fourth reactor of Chernobyl's nuclear plant, Kyiv, was involved in the worst nuclear accident of all time, resulting from an incorrect safety test that sent clouds of radiation billowing over most of Europe and reaching as far east as the US. Another nuclear disaster was the one that occurred on the 26th of April 1986, when a sudden power spike during reactor system testing destroyed Unit 4 at the Chernobyl nuclear plant in northern Ukraine, which was then part of the Soviet Union. One of the reactors exploded, sending a plume of radiation over Ukraine and throughout Europe. The operators, violating safety regulations, turned off critical control systems and allowed Chernobyl's reactors, which were unstable, to enter a low power state. After the peak hours, Chernobyl operators quickly brought the plant down to low power. Workers turned off the reactor's electrical regulation systems and emergency relief systems, removed much of its core's control rods, and allowed the reactor to keep operating at 7% capacity. Despite efforts to completely shut the reactor down, another electrical power spike caused an explosion chain reaction within. According to the Nuclear Energy Agency, Reactor 4 had been turned off a day earlier in order to conduct a routine maintenance inspection at the time of a potential blackout. On April 25, ahead of a scheduled shutdown, the Chernobyl 4 reactor staff began preparations to conduct tests to determine how long the turbines will spin and provide electrical power for the primary circulation pumps after a main power supply is lost. To make up for this, operators removed most of the reactor's control rods, but even with the rods removed, they were not able to raise power levels above 30 megawatts, the lowest operating level where the potential for reactor instability was greatest, and that Chernobyl's own safety rules prohibited. The 1986 statements by Soviet experts, however, did not forbid operating RBMS-type nuclear reactors at that lower level of power. At the time of the 1986 Chernobyl accident, fuel burning of the reactor, control rod configuration, and power levels resulted in a positive void coefficient that was high enough to overcome all other influences on the power coefficient. The design of Chernobyl reactor number 4 was unique, and the accident was therefore not very relevant for the rest of the nuclear industry outside of the Eastern Bloc at that time. The accident could be said to stem from the lack of safety culture, not just at the reactor buildings, but also across all the Soviet design, operation, and nuclear regulator organizations in existence at that time. The 1986 Chernobyl disaster destroyed reactor number 4, killing two workers at Chernobyl power station in the space of 3 months, with more deaths following. The 1986 Ukraine Chernobyl accident was a result of the Soviet Union's defective reactor design combined with major mistakes made by plant operators. B. Soviet authorities began construction on the concrete sarcophagus covering the destroyed Chernobyl reactor in May 1986, and completed the highly complex work 6 months later. to lessen radioactive pollution spreading from the reactor's core and to shield it from weather. A Chernobyl nuclear power plant containment sarcophagus was built in December 1986. The temporary containment structure, or sarcophagus, was built within 6 months after the worst nuclear accident in the world, covering Chernobyl's plant and protecting the surrounding area from radiation. The new structure, completed in 2017, is 843 feet wide, 531 feet long, and 356 feet high, and is designed to fully cover Reactor 4 and reactors surrounding Sarcophagus 4 for at least the next 100 years, according to World Nuclear News. Despite contamination at the site, and the inherent risks in operating a reactor with major design deficiencies, Chernobyl Nuclear Power Station continued operations to supply the energy needs of Ukraine until the shutdown of the final reactor, Reactor 3, in December 2000, according to World Nuclear News, because xenon had built up from the quick shutdown, mostly caused by problems with neighboring coal plants. Operators at Chernobyl pulled control rods out all the way from the core, only to note the instability in the electrical output because of the inherent positive coefficients for the coolant vacuum in RBMK reactors and reinsert them. As operators at Chernobyl were about to begin bringing the reactor to a lower power level slowly and carefully, a utility called to tell them a neighboring coal plant had just shut down unexpectedly, and asked that Chernobyl remain on full power for some time in order to keep the lights on in the neighborhood.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Episode 1604.
Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.